Hey everyone, welcome to More Than Mises, guys. This podcast is a journey through Transformers from the beginning of the anime series, with two old friends coming at it from different perspectives. Together, we will go episode by episode with the occasional extra to look at how the show holds up or if it's a trap of nostalgia. We'll be looking at all things involved in the episode, whether there were real world factors that crept in the writing or the episode was typical afternoon cartoon fodder. I'm Evan, I'm a lifelong fan, is familiar with all aspects of the franchise. Well, Ed here is familiar with Transformers, but there's really nothing he got into. How you doing, man?
I am doing well. Hey, so, the other day I was talking about how I was basically done watching professional wrestling.
Yeah.
And I basically am done with watching professional wrestling for at least for a while. I may come back to it, but who knows? But so the other day, you sent me a picture of some wine called Luchador wine. Like, you know, Luchador is the Spanish for fighter, but it's what they call wrestlers in Mexico.
Yeah.
And I'm a massive, I love Mexican. I think Mexican wrestling is the weirdest and coolest like version of wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's so bizarre and it looks different and it just is different than most anything else you'll see. I mean, Japanese wrestling is my favorite, but
yeah,
like there's just something really weird and cool about all these dudes in masks with these giant, you know, like capes and all this stuff and doing all these crazy flips and moves and stuff. But did you know that in Mexico, in like there's two major like federations in Mexico. There's the CMLL, which is the oldest existing wrestling organization in the world. Yeah, they've been around since like 1912 or something like that. Mm-hmm. But there's also a AAA I guess is how you're supposed to say it. But
AAA,
they have a championship. They have the AAA Marvel championship, where they have a whole subset of wrestlers that wear like Mexican wrestling version costumes of Marvel superheroes. I'm pretty sure that it's legit. And they have like a licensing deal in place. Like a
really? Well, I got to check that out.
They have their own belt for these superheroes.
Nice.
Yeah. So there's like Hombre Araña is like the current champion. He's like Mexican Spider-Man.
Well, it makes sense, actually. Yeah. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
My wife and I were looking at like really bad horror movies recently, and she was perplexed by the idea that there were luchador kind of almost like superheroes in these monster movies in Mexico.
Oh, and the older ones, like the all the Santo and Blue
Demon.
Yes,
yes. Movies? She was trying to figure out why. It's like a cultural thing. The Mexican luchadors are like huge. They're just like they are essentially the superheroes.
Yeah, basically, because I mean they were basically like live action superheroes.
Wear blue satin capes and stuff.
Yeah, like Santo made something like 30 movies or something like that, like some ridiculous amount of movies, and it was basically all the same thing, where it was just he was like a dude that ended up like he's a wrestler that ended up fighting like a mummy.
Well, I mean, look at the things we had paired up with mummies and Frankenstein. You know, like you know, we it's essentially had like
Abbott and Costello.
Abbott and Costello, yeah, exactly.
I'll take Santo over that any day of the week.
Oh yeah, no joke, man. Those are pretty awful. But yeah, so it's kind of neat. It's a whole cultural thing. I gotta check out this Marvel League. That sounds actually kind of great.
Yeah. But there was Los Tortugas for a long time down there that were these unlicensed four Ninja Turtle guys that would. They would wrestle in like 4-on-4 matches only. And that was real. It was just blatant. I mean, these dudes were like head to toe green with like the different colored like headbands and all this stuff.
That's actually a really cool segue into the writer this week's episode. Because he was one of the longest running writers on the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles show that came out in the early 90s.
It was late 80s, early 90s.
And it's kind of cool. He actually, David Wise, we've talked about him before, he recycled a lot of these episodes he wrote for Transformers into the Ninja Turtles. There's like Attack of the Autobots recycled for like Slash, the Evil Turtle from Dimension X. Yeah, things like that. There was like all these things. Now, this is actually one he did not recycle. So it's kind of cool in that way. This is was more of a like one-off thing.
Well,
And I'm
this is kind of, this one's kind of it's like specific to Transformers. I mean, it's a pretty
yeah.
like, lore integrated episode. So.
And it's kind of cool because I like the fact that we went through the drudgery of the worst of season two, got through it. And now this is like where I feel it starts going back up again. So it's yeah, and then this is actually one of those episodes I was like, oh, come on, Ed, just hang on. Just please hang on. Get through this.
I was on a cliff after that last one.
Yeah. That
I
was
was like,
a
what am I doing with my life? I can't spend any more time watching this show, man. I'm done. I
yeah.
don't even
No,
like
I say no blame there at all. But yeah,
it.
man, we get finally to the key to Vector Sigma. And the thing with the key to Vector Sigma, it shows up in lore for years and goes through the sequel to Beast Wars, which is Beast Machines. It shows up quite a bit. And
See, that was a question that I had. As yeah, how is this going to come up again? Because it seems like it's pretty deep, like creationist lore for Transformers.
Oh, it totally is. And this is it comes up honestly, it comes up this major part of the Beast Machine show, which whether you liked it or not, I'm not a huge fan of it. But
I don't know. I haven't seen
yeah, you're okay. That's fine.
it.
it shows up a lot. The key to Vector Sigma is like almost like a trope later on because it becomes such a long running thing. And I mean, I think even my Masterpiece Megatron has a little key to Vector Sigma. You can have
Oh,
them
that's
all of it.
cool.
Yeah, I kept it in the box because there's no way in hell that's not getting lost. Because it's like this big. Anyway, so yeah, man, this is kind of cool because it, like you said, it's building lore and it's actually more consequential to have this. And honestly, it brings in one of the favorite teams. So let's.
Well, I'm gonna get to that in a minute,
Yeah.
but we start this one off with, so we got some guys driving some rigs. These guys are driving rigs, but they're wearing like, it's like they're co-workers of Spike and Sparkplug. They're wearing yellow hard hats.
I was gonna say though, man, I don't know if these are the same part of the same union. They're dressed different.
They're
They
dressed a
are.
little different, but they got the hard hats on. But
Yeah.
keep the like I want you to keep the hard hat in mind. just
Oh
just
yeah.
just put it in the back of your mind for now,
I'm feeling what you're getting to.
because
Okay.
that's gonna like boomerang here in a little bit. That's all right. So but Optimus Prime is looking, dude, he's looking fly, man. He's stepping into the club, but he's flanked by 280ZXs. And I can't imagine, if I was going to drive somewhere and I had two of the same car like flanking me, I can't imagine a cooler car than 280ZX to do it, especially in 1986.
Yeah, there's a lot of cool cars in this episode, honestly. So,
There are. He's got smokescreen
yep,
and
and Prowl,
Prowl. Yeah, I'm one of the names, dude. I
no,
got
they
names.
look at you.
Took me 2 seasons, but
Look,
I'm
you do so well.
not a few old names. This was cool. I literally had an ad 1 minute into this episode.
Was
Like it was
it
1 minute and 6 seconds in, and I had an ad on YouTube, man. It's becoming useless.
nice?
I'm gonna have to either pay for YouTube Premium or just steal it from somewhere, because I can't put up with these ads anymore.
What was at least targeted?
Well, that one wasn't, but in my notes I have notes for more.
Oh, by all means.
That are extremely targeted and very funny. So wait till we get to those. So
Okay, you got it. So yeah, man, they're transporting a super fuel, new super fuel.
super fuel. So okay, this is cool. We're back to our roots.
Yeah.
I know I said a while back that I mean, I think there was at one point I was like, look, if any episode from now on deals with the Decepticon stealing a new power supply, then I'm instantly docking it points at the end. I'm not doing that this time. Because I'm excited that we're back to our back to our we're back to like this is like season one roots. I was like, I'm cool. This is all right. I'm after seeing a lot of like garbage lately, I'm real excited about seeing them steal an experimental new fuel. This is
Yeah,
cool.
and oh man, Megatron has like he gets to scrub the Coneheads. Starts with Thundercracker and Skywarp are like nowhere in this, but here comes like Dirge, Ramjet, and Thrust, and they're idiots. They're real bad.
These guys are the worst flyers. They just like they just crash into mountains and
Yeah.
tunnels. These guys are awful.
Well, you know, it's weird enough. Like they're flying, and like Thrust and Dirge crash, and like oddly enough, Ramjet's the only one who makes it through the tunnel. He's the only one who like doesn't crash until like later. But
But then
yeah.
he crashes in the next one, though. He
Yeah.
crashes again.
So
So it's
it.
like, yeah. Yeah, but see, yeah, they're terrible. They're all three terrible. They really needed. I mean, like Skywarp's good. He's good. He's good at this job. He's
Garb's an
really good
idiot
at it.
too. He's better at this job.
Yeah.
The Megatron, like, he loves this description of the Autobots, this episode, motorized morons.
Motorized morons. I liked it. I liked it. So Optimus Prime and the and Prowl and Smokescreen, they get through a tunnel and like Rumble is mad. He's like, we can't just drive after him.
Yeah.
I'm like, brother, you can fly.
Yeah, no joke.
Like
We
you can
can't.
fly through the he's small and he can fly through the tunnel.
He's like, we can't exactly take him on the roads. No, you can fly over the roads.
You're better than that. You're better than them. You're the next phase of warfare. You rule the skies,
You drop a
and you can
people's
run. You can just
elbow
run.
on top of it, man.
Yeah.
Megatron, like, he shows up on the other side of this tunnel and he's like, this is face off. I'll blow up the super fuel. And Optimus Prime is pulling every ounce of the Duke. You
Yeah,
won't do
he really
that.
was. He really was.
You're gonna blow us up too, Megatron.
So I had in my notes here, I had. Aren't there car Decepticons at some point that come in called like the Crashacons or something like that?
Really?
And like literally like a minute and a half later, that entire line is just invalidated. So yeah,
The
I feel like I had
Crashacons.
to include what an idiot I was.
I like the Crashacons. I mean, they essentially are.
Yeah.
Okay, so
Crash either the Crashacons. Yeah, that's the first thing that came to my mind. What are they called, the Crashacons?
the no, there's this, the whole thing, like, this standoff just is bad. Megatron's not gonna do it. And, like, Smokescreen does this whole, like,
He just
burn
comes in
oil
like,
smoke around him, and they all
yeah,
shoot Megatron. And it's like, done. All right.
he's like, I guess I lost, and yeah, he's done. So,
But
Rumble goes to a racetrack.
oh, this is the best.
I'm always very excited about there's a racetrack in these episodes. It's very cool. So
Oh, man.
he grabs the driver and just like yanks him out. But he jumps on this like Formula One car,
It looks like
and
a
he looks like,
go-kart.
dude, he looks like when like when like.
Oh.
Like an adult is riding like a kid's power wheel, you know, like
Yeah.
the little Jeep or whatever.
Man, there's this dude that I pass him every so often. He's a big dude, and he's riding one of those little mini motorcycles, those little battery power, those tiny
Oh
ones.
yeah. Little
Yeah.
pit bike things,
He
yeah.
looks like, did you ever see in the Guinness Book of World Records the twins, the big guys who rode their little motorcycles?
Yeah, the McGinn I think they're called the McGinnis twins. They were wrestlers. Speaking of wrestlers,
No way.
they
Okay.
wrestled, yeah. And
Well, that's what this, like, that dude looks like this on his tiny little motorbike. And that's what Rumble looks like on this car. It's fantastic. I love it.
Oh, that's
It's
funny.
like one
Yeah,
of
those
my
dudes
favorite Rumble
apparently
scenes.
were the McGuire twins. The McGuire
Oh,
twins.
okay. Yeah.
Yeah, so apparently those dudes were like super nice guys. They were like in like real for like I've like heard interviews about them before where like when they got into wrestling, like everybody hated them because they were so naive and so nice, and
Oh.
they would like prank those guys so bad that they eventually just quit wrestling because
That's
they were
terrible.
like, dude, I can't. Like it was like bad for their mental health apparently.
That's too bad.
Yeah,
Yeah,
which
well,
probably that's nice.
yeah. Well. And then, like, dude, why are these bank robbers using a Porsche?
Why was he wearing the construction helmet? He
Thank
had the
you.
construction.
Thank you.
That's what I was saying. Put a pin in the construction helmet because he had it on.
And that's not okay. Maybe those guys got laid off when the whole thing happened with the super fuel, and that's they had to turn to crime.
But I wouldn't leave the hat on. It's like when I quit Subway, I didn't like keep wearing a Subway visor.
Why not?
I don't want to wear a Subway visor.
Yeah, man. So these bank robbers are driving it in, like, this maroon Porsche. Why? But and they're
It's
like,
the fastest way to get away, dude. But like literally, like everybody is wearing these hats. Like there's guys like in a rig, and they're wearing the hard hats, and like everybody has them on. It was like I guess it was one of those deals where like when they were animating it, like whoever was animated, it was like I guess everybody in America just wears these yellow hats all the time. It must be the style. And
Unless you're in the military, then you wear other hats.
wear another hat. Yeah,
Yeah,
right.
exactly. Which that comes later. So yeah, they get all these cars into the Decepticon base, and Megatron just he starts, like, chopping them up. It's like
Dude,
that
he's
episode
cutting.
with Trax, and, like, they're doing, you know, the chop shop with
Yeah,
the
he's like,
Decepticons.
dude, he's cutting doors off. He cut one of it. He cut the. There's like a Lamborghini that he cut in half.
Yeah, and then he
He is
puts like
sliced
that
in half.
metal
But
donut looking thing in the back of it. Just okay, it's fixed now.
talk about targeted ads, though. I got an ad right in the middle of him working on it. It breaks for a commercial, and I get an ad for Harbor Freight. And I'm like, it's probably the same quality tools that Megatron's using.
Definitely, I'd like to go to Harbor Freight and see if they have a golden remote control like he has.
Did you
I
ever
think
have a remote control car when you were a kid? Did you ever have
yeah,
a Myco?
they kind of stunk when I was,
Tyco? Did you have a Tyco?
yeah, like they kind of stunk when I was a kid though, because they use like D batteries and this thing's lasted for 5 minutes.
They were pretty awful. I had one, and literally, it was like it was 5 minutes, and my dad was like something must be wrong with it. Let's take it back. And they were like, oh no, that's normal. You need to get these batteries. So like, after we spent like all this money on a remote control car, we had to spend equally as much on these rechargeable batteries. It was really bad. My best friend is a massive RC car guy, though. He has tons of them. He has like 7 or 8 of these things or whatever. And he was like, oh man, you should get one, and we can race car. We can race. I was like, oh okay, cool. And he's like, yeah man, you get this one. So he showed me all these ones, and there's one that I was like really into. It's a yellow van called the Lunchbox. It's literally called Vanessa's Lunchbox. I'm like, I want that. That is super cool. And so, but it comes like in a kit where you get it, then you like build it. It comes with all the tools and you build it. And I'm like, oh God, this is amazing. I get to like build models and race this RC car. I'm like, this is really cool. So we have basically like one shop in, well, yeah, we have like one shop in town that would carry that kind of stuff. When I was looking for this thing, I go in and I was like, hey, do you guys have this thing called the Tommy lunchbox? And this kid behind the counter was so condescending about the way that I said the word Tamiya. Tamiya is a Japanese word. Tamiya. He's like, oh, you mean Tamiya? And I thought I was gonna slap this kid. I was so mad that I'm like, dude, you know what I'm talking about. Just, do you have this thing or not? He's like, we don't carry those because you have to build them. Was like, yeah, I was like, yeah, dude, I have never, I don't think I've ever been condescended that hard
I
by
don't.
a retail worker in my entire life. I was so mad, and I was like, I'll just order this thing on Amazon, dude. Never mind, like, don't waste your time, buddy. So like, and that store's out of business now, and I'm real happy about
Is that the
that.
Hobby Town?
It was Hobby Town. It was Hobby Town. I hated them. God, I hated them. They were so awful.
Dude.
They always thought I was stealing in there, and they would follow me around. Like, I'm 5 feet from the register. You don't have to stand right next to me while I'm looking at hobby knives or razor blades or paint.
So I had a laugh at you, man, real quick. I you just because when you lean back, kind of saw something like you wouldn't wear your Subway visor, but man, look at what you're wearing. Look at the shirt you're wearing.
Oh, I am wearing a, oh yeah, I am wearing a Bonefish. I'm wearing a Bonefish shirt. Yeah, you're right.
Anyways, man,
Yeah,
I knew a
but
guy.
yeah, listeners, I waited tables at Bonefish for a few years before I do my nerd job that I have now.
We had a few places back in the day, but the God, so I know a dude who was so snooty about the cars. Like he would do the ones that you actually had to have like a little fuel, and it's like a fuel
Oh,
injection, like a little motor thing. And it's like, oh yeah, man, if you really want to be into building things, and I wasn't. He's like, you need to do this, and you get this kit and this kit. And like I start adding things up. I'm like, no, I'm not spending
I
money.
could buy a car for what you paid for that
Dude,
thing. Like,
I got Transformers, man. I'm not buying that. I got enough in this. But yeah, it's a huge subculture. So yeah, not put my toes in that one.
I don't know, it'd be cool. I mean, I have
Yeah.
interest in it, but it like I would need somebody to like, hey, let's go to the store and pick the stuff out. But
Yeah.
so why haven't Decepticons just been cranking out new Transformers the whole time? If they can just do this and make like remote control Transformers, like why they should have done this a long time ago.
Well, they kind of did. I mean, they had those like drones on that like the one episode with what was it like? Was it Matrix? No, it was when they went to the chop shop. They basically had a remote control for all those drones, but
You're right.
they were kind of crappy. But though honestly, I almost feel like it like pushed Megatron to a point. He's like, all right, I'm done. I'm so over this crap. We gotta get cars. We need cars, and we're gonna make these cars the coolest cars. We're gonna have like automatic force fields, Anti-grav abilities.
Automatic 40. Yeah. This is
Dude, like,
cool.
why doesn't anyone else have this?
Upgrade your own, upgrade your dudes first. So
Yeah, I guess so, man.
they're going to Vector Sigma. And so I had questions about Vector Sigma. I think we answered those earlier on.
Well,
But
yeah.
see, the thing is that they take the space bridge. So Megatron gets his gang together and they get on the space bridge and they go and they meet up with Shockwave. And Shockwave's like, by the way, you can't get there without the key. And so Megatron's mad. He's rightfully angry because it's like that should have been factored in when he I'm sure he called Shockwave up and said, hey, turn on the space bridge. I'm coming to go see Vector Sigma. And he's like, oh, and he should have been like, oh, okay, Megatron, that's cool, but hey,
When you
we got to
get
get the key
here,
first. Yeah,
you
so
gotta
it's
run an
like,
errand.
yeah,
But yeah,
it's
so
like you get all the way to the you get all the way to the pizza place, and they tell you they're out of pepperoni, and you're like, why didn't you tell me that when I was on the way when I called it in?
yeah.
Like,
Oh, I hate that
come
so
on.
much. Oh, yeah, I ordered. Okay, it's not at all relevant, but like Friday night, I'd like, I'm gonna order some sandwiches for like no, Saturday night, order some sandwiches from Publix for like the kids and stuff. Like,
Delicious.
this is cool. They're really good sandwiches.
Delicious sandwiches. If you
Yeah.
live up north, I feel sorry for you that you
Oh,
don't have these in the
awesome.
sandwich. Or
So
out west,
I
wherever
get
you
them
are.
a yeah. So I get a couple ordered. I go there and I'm like, I'm shopping for a few things while I'm in there. And the guy calls me from the store. I'm in the store. Calls me, says, hey, yeah, this is like 30 minutes later. I hate to tell you this, but we ran out of bread earlier and we didn't set aside. Like, oh, okay. I guess I'll just leave the store now and go somewhere else. He's like, well, I'm really sorry, buddy. I'm like, okay, cool, man. No problem. It would have been cool if he had just like called me like right when I ordered, like, oh dude, you might want to order this somewhere else because I had to go to the other stores.
Yeah.
It was like I
Do
was in there. It was half an hour later. I'm like, come on, dude. I'm
you
in
have another Publix you can go to?
there's three of them in town, so yeah.
There's three. Yeah, I have three within driving distance of me that are like equally like equidistant. And so,
Kind of the
but yeah.
same. Yeah, I was like, man, come on. It's same kind of thing here.
Yeah,
Like,
that's Bush League, man. So,
yeah,
yeah.
well, yeah, all the college kids are back, and oh my God, yeah. Thank God for that, because the business I'm in, but
So Optimus Prime calls Omega Supreme and
space taxi, we gotta go.
oh my God. So you're a big fan of the People Mover?
I know exactly what you're
Like
talking
you like the
about.
People Mover at Disney
I
World?
dig it, but except when the people mover, I walk, so it moves faster.
Yeah. You like the People Mover at the airport? You ever fly out of Atlanta? You don't on the get on the People Mover there?
Man, if I ever get on the people mover,
I love the People Mover.
oh.
I'm a massive fan. I'll tell you who else is a fan are the Autobots because they just stood on the People Mover to get
They
onto.
do
They just
exactly what I
stood
hate.
in single file line, just standing there. I'm like, somebody was bought. Whoever's at the back was like Ironhide, will you please walk? Like, just walk, just walk.
Yeah, dude,
It was
whenever I
probably
go.
Hoist. It was probably Hoist holding them up.
Probably is terrible, but dude, whenever I'm at like people mover at the especially the Atlanta airport, and I'm seeing that thing, I'm like, oh dude, I am going to look like a
Oh yeah.
bionic man. I feel so good. And that one old person's like, hey, at the end of it,
Get to the
like, come
right.
on.
Get to the right. Oh my God.
Anyways,
So
rant over.
the Decepticons are they go and find Alpha Trion. Like I'm glad this guy's back. I like this dude. He's very cool. I'm glad he's
Like
back.
great facial hair.
He does have robot facial hair. He's cool, but he's also hard as hell because like. They're like, hey, give us the key. And he's like, I've got it right here. And he pulls down like a laser beam or something. He's blasting these
Boom.
guys. It was
Yeah.
like, yeah, it was
It's like
like,
he just.
it's like when you're a kid and somebody says, hey, can I borrow $1? And you're like, yeah. And you put your hand in your pocket, and you pull it out and you shoot the bird. That's basically what he did. He pulled like a 7th grade move on this, on these guys, on all of them. Like, he's awesome. Like I'm a
But like
fan.
he's like walking around this junk pile. He's like, I've got a this 10 and a quarter wrench somewhere, and he just oh, he's like looking around all these junk piles in his little I don't know his office. I don't know where this is. Yeah, that's where they show up.
So speaking of junk piles, though, I got another targeted ad here for windshields. I got a Safe Light ad right here. This is good.
Oh God, There was a Safelite van in town recently. I got a picture of it somewhere, but it was like the side of the van had, that's a nice looking windshield you got there. Let us know if something happens to it. Like, are you threatening me?
I was hoping you were going to tell me that it was driving around and its windshield was cracked.
That
I was really into the concept of that going on, but
would be beautiful. I like that.
so the Autobot team for this missions for this one is they left all the 280Zs back on Earth and they brought all the minivans, and I can't think of many worse downgrades than maybe
At least
Robotech going from the Macross saga to the to Southern Cross is maybe the only other downgrade
it's
I can think of. But speaking of Robotech Macross saga, we get these cool Centurion droids. These guys are cool, and they look a lot like something that would have been in the Zentradi army in Robotech the
they
Macross
do.
saga.
They look like they kind of look like the females in Trotty armor. What were those
Yes.
called?
It's called the actual Zentradi term for those is Quaidlen Rao.
Thank you.
No, I did not have to look that up. And no, we did not rehearse this and script it. I generally know all those dumb names. That's why I can't pass college algebra because I can't remember formulas, but I can remember the name of female power armor.
Yeah, my last term of school here, I had to drop the sampling class because I couldn't do stats anymore because I knew too much transformer stuff and it pushes out all the useful stuff out of my brain. So here
Well,
we
we're
are.
very old, Evan, and
That's true too. That's true
the
too.
brain plasticity is going away.
I
But
was the oldest person in the class. It was kind of
I'm
impressive.
sure. I'm
Yeah, people
sure.
are like, "You're old? How old?" Yeah. Thanks. God.
Blaster decides that they're wandering around on Cybertron here, and Blaster declares them to be El Losto.
At
Like that. That was cool.
least Blaster's there. He's not a minivan. He's all right.
Blaster,
Oh,
yeah, Blaster. I'm cool with Blaster.
yeah.
They find the Decepticons find Vector Sigma though, and he's real boring looking. On the one hand, okay,
Looks.
on the one hand, he's very boring. On the other hand, though, if I was a kid and I wanted to play I can't say, Mom, go get me a Vector Sigma. I can choose a golf ball. I can
Yeah.
use a golf ball and take a
Ray-Ban
highlighter
at
and color it
gold.
yellow, and I've got the thing there. I'm like, there he is. He's right there.
So yeah, you kind of pass over one thing I was going to bring up. Like, so when the Centurion drones are attacking the Decepticons, like automatic, like they're getting their butts kicked pretty hard. And like Megatron's like, oh yeah, this key fob is like a Bluetooth. And like he controls all the Centurion drones. Beep, beep. You know, and I'm like, oh, okay, we'll kneel to you. So yeah, he's like, all right, go beat up the Autobots. We'll be in here taking all your stuff. But yeah, man, Vector Sigma sounds bad.
He is, dude, they woke him up. This dude is mad. This dude is angry. And yeah, this is not cool. This is like when you wake your mom up and she had to work like a double shift the night before.
I was here before Cybertron. I know everything, and why'd you wake me up? Yeah, that's kind of that what it went like. And Megatron just like he doesn't even pull any punches. He's like, look, you made me. And I need you to give these guys personalities and make them so they hate the Autobots, just like I do. Can you do that?
Just
He's
he
like,
doesn't even front with it. It's good.
yeah. Vector Sigma are like, yeah, I can do it. Let me shock them all. Get like tase all five of them and give them personalities. So yeah, I mean that's in and out of it. That's it. He
He
just,
shoots him. Yeah, he shoots him with purple lightning and gives him
yeah.
personality, which
I mean
that's
like
pretty
force lightning,
cool.
yeah.
There's a weird animation glitch here where the Stunticons are like they're like lined up and they go to walk, but then they just like randomly like appear and on the screen and then walk like it was real kind of it was real I had to back it up a few times and watch it. It was
Yeah.
real kind of jarring there.
And
So
I
we
love
cut
it.
back to the oh what's that?
Also,
Go
that
ahead.
then the personalities when they get the personalities, they're like punk kids and like I'm talking like 80s punk show kids. They're like just a bunch of ass, a bunch of jerks.
Dude, so breakdown. Who are the first guys? I couldn't catch his name. The semi,
Motormaster? Motormaster.
Motormaster. He's here to obey. All right, but
Oh
the
yeah.
second guy is breakdown. He's like, I guess I want to
Oh,
obey
that's
too.
dead end. That's dead end.
Okay, but then Dragstrip though, dude, he's really into obeying.
Yeah.
He's
Yeah.
lives to
Yeah.
obey. He's really, really into obeying. That was real funny. So We cut to the Autobots. They have a, they're having a big brawl with the Centurions, and this is pretty cool because Optimus Prime is slamming these dudes into walls. They're totally no, so they're Hulk Hogan no selling it. They're real American and just coming back from being slammed. No, brother, it didn't work for me. So they reactivate these drones, the Cybertronian drones to fight the Centurions for them, which is a cool move because you get a bunch of generic robots fighting a bunch of other generic robots, and I'm never not a fan of that. Except these drone robots they activate are terrible.
They are terrible. One of them actually gets German suplexed so hard that his head falls off, and that was real cool. But then the way they just told him to like walk off the edge of this platform,
Yeah, they
and
lemming it
them.
was like lemmings, and they just all walked off the edge and all fell into a pile, and
Yeah,
that was how they
and
won.
all the females and Trotty warriors walked off also, and they
Yeah, just
all.
walked off. Yep.
Or, I'm sorry. What is it again? The name of the female Trotty soldiers?
Quaidlin Rao.
Quaidlin Rao. All the Quaidlin Rao jump off also.
You know the name of the male power armor?
No.
I'm afraid I'll look too nerdy if I say it.
Really? What?
I'm gonna skip over it.
Wow.
Optimus Prime is real awestruck by Vector Sigma to the point where he can't even talk correct speak correctly. He calls him Vector Sigma.
Because he's
This is
like,
funny.
wow.
He's in awe of this floating golf ball. It was cool.
Yeah, and then he's like, hey, you know all those useless rockets that are in that room over there? Can we rebuild those like Earth jets?
I was like, oh, I know where this is going. This is good. This is gonna get cool. But I'm like, all right, I'm down. So at first when he said that at first, I was like, you want to fly back on those? You've already got Omega Supreme there. Like, why do you need more things to get back? So back on Earth though, the Stunticons are back on Earth, and they're going to get the fuel, which I had forgotten about. I thought that
Oh
was
yeah,
just the
the whole
intro plot.
you
That
think
was
it's like a
cool.
throwaway plot point, but it's
Yeah.
not.
Motormaster's a very cool looking design though. The black and purple is extremely cool, and I very much like that. It's very 80s. That is an extremely 80s color scheme, but I really like it. I think it's very cool. I want like some shoes that color or something.
Man, that character actually, when they did one of the later shows, Transformers Animated, it is very stylistic look to it. It's very, I wouldn't say anime look, but it's a very stylized look to the entire show. But they had Motomaster in like a scene, and he looks just like Lemmy.
Oh yeah.
He does.
Okay,
I
that's
think I
pretty
showed you a
cool.
picture of like they're
I think,
coming out with a
yeah.
figure.
Now that you say that, yeah, that sounds familiar. I think you did.
Dude, like that. Yeah, of course he's Lemmy. Of all the things, to be Lemmy, that would be you'd be it. No.
That was cool. And so
And they threw
they
like.
have this kind of dust up at this military base, and one of the guys like flies through a building. That was cool.
It doesn't really fly through buildings. It's like they just like bounce, like boomerang
Yeah, it
over
was.
here, flip over there. They're like
They're doing
parkouring at
stunts.
cars.
They're doing stunts. They're the Stunticons.
They are, man. They had the best time doing it. And one of the guys in the military base is like, hey, that gun's done it. Someone doesn't have a driver. That must mean they're Autobots. Okay, at this point, you would think that people say, like, the purple symbol, that's a Decepticon. The red one's an Autobot. Okay, I can see the difference now. No, these guys are like, we work for the military. We obviously don't know anything. So those are Autobots. So,
Obviously.
yeah.
Obviously,
I
yeah.
mean, so,
Yeah.
yeah, that's the
And that was
big
it.
the conclusion for that first part of this episode.
We get the big to be continued, which is
Dun,
like
dun,
that's a big when you're a kid,
dun.
that's a big
Yeah.
deal. So
Oh,
yeah,
yeah. No.
that was it. And yeah.
Much better. Much better episode.
Man, this was a really good episode. I had a this it just it flew by. I loved it. The last couple have been extremely painful, and I have not enjoyed them at all. But this has felt really good to get back to the roots with some cool sci-fi stuff. We get Cybertron, we get a full complement of a team on both sides. You got the cool fight with you got both sides fighting against the Centurions. That was neat. Adult Brain had a lot of fun with this, and this was a really good way to end a very what was a very hectic day at work.
Yeah, I hear you there.
And yeah, it was a lot. I thought the lore was neat, like building into the creationism and all that
Yeah.
of the Transformers is very cool. So I'm going to award this one for Zentradi male power armors, aka Nostalgul Gurr.
You did it! I'm so proud.
Kid Brain also had a very good time with this one. There was a lot to for a Kid Brain, there was a lot to digest. You had, dude, you had new Decepticons, you had all this new lore, you had you had a like you had like this, this weirdo computer thing. You had some cool fights, and so Kid Brain's gonna actually bump it up a notch and say 4.5 Power Wheels ridden by big goofy dads while they're grilling and drinking beer, which may or may not be me out of
I can totally see
five.
that.
Where are you on this one?
Man, I love this. This is fun. I haven't watched this in a while. Actually brings in one of my favorite like teams, sub teams. And the one who's like, yeah, I guess I'll be part of your group or I'll fight with you. That's Dead End. Dead End's has one of my favorite write-ups. He's a nihilist. This whole
It sounds
group is like,
exhausting.
huh? Is that?
That sounds exhausting.
Oh well, yeah, he's just like he's a total pessimist, not nihilist. These guys, the Sunnicons, are almost like, you know that show, The Young Ones?
I love.
It,
I was watching
they're
it the
the
other
young
day, actually.
ones.
I love the young ones.
There's like, oh God, not Breakdown.
Neil.
Well, I'm trying to think. I mean, really, Motormaster could be Neil. Or, no, that was
No, Neil was the hippie.
yeah, Neil's hippie. Oh God, what was his name? The guy with the stars, the punk?
Vivian.
Vivian, thank you. I knew it was like that. Yeah, so like Motormaster or see, there's Breakdown. Oh God, I'm trying to think of the last one, the red car. The like kind of, I guess, dark car with the red windows. Anyways, yeah, Vivian could easily be Motormaster. But these guys are like total young ones group, and I love it because they're so toxic and they're fun. But yeah, so Dead End is a nihilist. He's like his motto is like raw food for rust. Like, okay, raw meal for worms kind of thing. I kind of dig
That's
it.
awesome, yeah.
So yeah, so you have this great group. You have just a, like you said, it's like getting back to the roots, going back and like trying to steal energy, like super fuel. I like that. It's just it feels so nice rather than trying to, I don't know, deal with a girl who a paraglide and that kind of junk. It gets back to the show, and I like that a lot. And of course, we know it's coming. I love the introduction of Vector Sigma because he, it or whatever, has no patience for these guys. Like, I made you 4 million years ago. Can you just go wait for? Let me get my coffee or something first. It is such a pissed off sound. I love it. Everything about this is great. Oh man, and I'm so glad you brought up the Alpha Tri. I'm bringing down, like pulling the gun thing down.
That was very good. That was very cool.
It was
That
great.
was
This
really
is a lot of
cool.
fun. It feels good again. And yeah, man, I'm easily gonna give this like 4.5. Oh, what should I do? Oh God, what are the Kellen, huh? Was it the female?
Quaidlen
Was
Rao.
that
The Quaidlen Rao.
Quaidlan Rao? I'm gonna give
Quaidlen
this. I'm gonna give this
Rao.
four and
Female
a half
power armor. Okay,
Quaidlan
whatever.
Rao, owning the of Maximilian Sterling in his blue Veritech out of five.
That's a great fight. That's a great fight
Oh
scene, by the
yeah,
way. Even with the bad animation, it's still a very good that's still a very good fight
there
scene.
are so many good things in that show, man. With Max and Miria, they first meet and they had that fight. Oh yeah, with a red Quaylenra suit. Yeah, it's great stuff.
Yeah.
So yeah, man, this is great. I'm so glad I finally got through that rut. I was like dreading it, but I was so glad it's over. And yeah, we're back. Let's do this. And next week, it's coming, so it'll be
Part
fun.
two.
Part two.
Part two.
David Wise, he brought us something good finally. I'm so glad.
Yeah.
He also brought us a girl up Paraglide, so he's not off the hook.
Hey,
But yeah, anyway.
they can't all be winners, man. Like,
Yeah, throw
every song
things
on the
against the
album
wall, see what
isn't a
sticks.
banger.
I'm gonna do my best also coming up here in September. There's a Joe Lanta con.
Oh yeah,
Our friend of the show, Mike Hill, is gonna be up there. I'm gonna try to go up there and say hi.
I saw that on his page today. Yeah, it
Yeah.
looked pretty cool. That would be a fun one.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
Anyways, so yeah, y'all take it easy. Thanks for being here this week, and give us all a like or a thumbs up or whatever you see that you can do, and tell your friends, tell your family, tell your mom about us. Y'all take it easy. Have a great week.
Roll out.
All right.
Where the Mises Guys is performed by Evan Johns and Ed Strickland with BooOfTheExcellentUnderground.com. Research is also done by Evan Johns, Ed Strickland, and BooOfTheExcellentUnderground.com. All used images are property of Hasbro, Sunbow, Paramount, and or Marvel. And without you, none of this would be possible. So thank you so much for being here, and we look forward to you being here every week.